Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, so let's jump into this deep dive and see what The Juice is sharing with students today.
Sounds good.
Looks like it's quite a mix of stories, everything from like local heroes all the way to global politics.
Yeah, a little bit of everything as usual.
As always, we're here for the parents and the educators who want to talk about this stuff with their kids and students.
Right, we're going to break it all down and give you some good questions you can use.
Okay, so first up is a story about this guy, David Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
He's a professional jump roper, you know.
Mm.
But he was in the news recently because he kind of used his skills in a pretty unexpected way.
Yeah, so his neighbor fell through the ice trying to save his dog.
Oh, wow.
And Fisher used his double Dutch ropes to pull the guy to safety.
Huh, that's pretty amazing.
It's a good example of how everyday skills can be useful in really surprising situations.
You know, you could ask your kids what they would do in that kind of situation.
Right.
It'd be a good way to talk about staying calm and thinking outside the box when things get tough. Okay, so the next story is about something we probably all see all the time. Cereal ads.
Uh-huh.
There's a new study out that found that when these ads are aimed directly at kids, they can actually lead to more sales of sugary cereals.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And what's really interesting is the study also found that those same ads didn't have the same effect on adults.
Hmm.
So it seems like advertisers are really zeroing in on something specific about how kids react to advertising.
For sure. That's a perfect opportunity to talk to kids about media literacy, you know?
Yeah.
Help them understand that ads are designed to make them want things, even if they don't realize it's happening.
Right.
You could even look at some cereal ads together and pick apart how they try to appeal to kids.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next one is a little more complicated. Tesla sales are apparently dropping in Europe and California.
Yeah, I saw that.
Some analysts are saying that this drop might be connected to the stuff that Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, is doing and saying in politics.
Mm.
They're saying that him being so outspoken could be turning off some customers, especially in those areas.
It makes you think about the connection between a company's success and how the CEO acts in public.
Yeah. Is it fair for people to judge a company based on what their CEO believes personally?
Good question.
All right, moving on. Looks like President Trump signed an executive order that bans transgender athletes from competing in girls' and women's sports.
Yeah, that's definitely a sensitive topic.
The order says that the ban is about fairness and following Title IX rules.
Right.
But a lot of transgender advocates are saying it's discriminatory and could make transgender students feel unsafe.
It's definitely a complex issue.
This could be a good opportunity to talk about inclusivity and respecting everyone's identity.
For sure.
Okay, next up. It looks like President Trump is worried about the Panama Canal. He says that it could be a threat to the U.S. and that China has too much influence in the region.
Yeah, he even said that he might take back the canal.
Wow.
Which is a pretty strong statement considering Panama took control of it back in 1977.
Yeah, definitely complicated geopolitical situation going on there.
Mm.
Could be a good time to talk to your kids about international relations, the history of the canal, and how power works in different parts of the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So moving on, we have a quote today from Charles Dickens. It says, "A loving heart is the truest wisdom."
Hmm.
It's pretty simple, but it's also powerful. It makes you think about how important empathy and compassion are.
Yeah, it really does.
You can ask your kids what they think it means, you know, and how it connects to their own lives.
Right. Maybe they can think of people they see as wise and what makes those people wise.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So those are the biggest stories that students are seeing on The Juice today.
It's a pretty broad range of topics for sure, but they all give you a way to start good conversations with kids and students.
Right. It's all about helping them think critically, look at things from different angles, and learn more about the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And don't forget that these stories are just the beginning, you know. Mm-hmm. The Juice has more info and resources that can help kids dig deeper into each topic.
Yeah, it's all about sparking their curiosity and getting them to want to learn more.
Exactly.
You might even learn something new yourself while you're exploring these stories with them.
For sure. And as you're talking about these stories with your kids, try not to just give them the right answers. You know,
right.
Encourage them to ask questions and think about things from different points of view and come to their own conclusions.
Yeah, it's about helping them develop critical thinking skills.
Exactly.
So they can navigate this world where information is always changing.
Okay, so to wrap up today's deep dive, let's leave you with something to think about.
Sounds good.
We talked about everyday heroes and marketing and political stuff and even some wisdom from Charles Dickens.
Yeah, it was a pretty wide range.
What ties all these different things together?
That's a good question.
Maybe it's the idea that even in a world that feels divided, we can still find courage and compassion and a desire to understand.
Yeah, I like that.
Those are important things to teach the next generation.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the juice.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.